This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
State of emergency in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, that's where we start. Awful. These protests have gotten more and more violent. So that's what the governor felt was the only thing left to do was to make sure they could get the National Guard out. So Pat McCrory just declared, as I said, that state of emergency after one person was shot and on life support during a second night of these protests. We talked about this in a previous show, and this is all stemming from the fatal shooting of an African-American man by police. I mean, this is just terrible, terrible tragedy. Certainly, there has to be a way to create these stronger bonds between police and the communities. Obviously, this is something that is definitely needed. And we know in Washington there's been some reaction to this, as there has been along the way when so much of this happened 2 years ago, even, and we've been talking about it for a while here in America Tonight. Justin Duckham joins us inside the Beltway from Talk Media News. Justin, you were in Ferguson, and you saw what that was like. We had you on the show when the protests were going on there, and you talked about at one point that all of a sudden there was tear gas all over the place, and now we see the chaos that has ensued in Charlotte. So first, give us a sense again what it was like for you covering what happened in Ferguson.
And I made a very dumb decision to not follow the, orders of police officers. So, this was something that probably could have been avoided on my part. But either way, it was a very, chaotic situation. It's meant to disperse the crowd, and that's exactly what happened. And then it kind of, felt a little bit weird being on the other side. The police ended up kind of driving up and down the road, firing rubber bullets at people who were still standing on the street, even though there really weren't many places to run off to. So it's a, pretty scary, traumatizing moment, and one that a lot of people who live in these communities who aren't necessarily involved in the protest, who aren't, really involved either one way or another, are, subjected to, whether they like it or not. So that's kind of my thought there. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we have the second night of heated protests taking place in Charlotte this evening. The Charlotte Metropolitan Police Department have reported that one officer has been injured. The big news, of course, however, is that one person has been shot. Initially reported by the Charlotte City Twitter account that he had died. That was later retracted. He is apparently in critical condition and is currently on, life support. And, the Charlotte Police Department are saying that there was no officers involved in that shooting, and that was apparently a civilian-on-civilian act.
Wow. So the president, what did he have to say? Obviously, probably calling on calm. We know that, calling for calm. What else did he say? Anything worth mentioning at the top?
This is something that's kind of tied into his larger theme in his presidency, this, repeated kind of emphasis that this can't really be, the new normal, that at a certain point there needs to be a focus on community policing and building this kind of relationship between the, police departments and the people that they serve. Apparently the president is monitoring this pretty closely, is getting, feedback on this. We're probably going to be getting a more, robust response on this once he, he's back in D.C. now after UN General Assembly, but once he's here for a bit. And we're likely going to be hearing some additional response coming from, the White House during tomorrow's briefing, which will be the first one, that'll be primarily focused on what's been going on in these past few days.
On the Hill, it's still about funding. What's happening there as far as, this spending bill that they were talking about?
It's interesting. There is sort of a looming deadline coming up, but, nevertheless, there's a lot of distractions on things that, are pretty much made for political haymaking. We had John Koskinen, the IRS director on the Hill today, who was you know, held responsible for the deletion of emails under Lois Lerner, and, you know, has become the target of some conservative Republicans after they said that, you know, there could be some evidence that he may have known about that. That was largely sort of a political operation, you know, by design, since it was not an official impeachment hearing. You know, there's a lot of focus on EpiPens today as well, but, you know, the fact that there is sort of a, you know, crisis in motion has sort of been brushed under, you know, despite the fact that there's still not any definitive plan on how exactly this is going to look when it goes forward. There's still a lot sticking on the, you know, Zika writers and what exactly is going to happen with that, or if they're going to drop it. And that's something that, you know, despite this eagerness to start the recess, is, you know, frankly, just kind of falling behind.
Yeah, wow. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, Justin Tuckum, as always, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
So as Justin said, you know, talking about his own personal experience, and he said he ignored, you know, what was told to him, basically, and everybody else about what was happening in Ferguson. Now we see what's going on in North Carolina. I said this, that without a doubt, it's got to be about the community and police coming together. I mean, of course, because we're at such a boiling point, no matter what is happening. And the Charlotte police chief said, you know, look, there's absolutely no doubt that Keith Scott was armed. You know, he got in front of the microphones and he said, listen, he's defending the shooting of the black resident whose death triggered the violence and the unrest that we're seeing now for the second day. And the chief of the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department was all over Fox News. In fact, he was on Megyn Kelly's show, and he said there's no doubt whatsoever that Keith Scott was armed when police shot him. He said, all I can tell you is we have the evidence that supports the version we heard from the witnesses, and our police officers, and the evidence that we found on the scene. So, you know, he said, it's not my job to dispute anyone's version. We're just going to present the facts, let justice run its course. That's what happens. And we'll see how that turns out. We're standing on the facts. I'm not fabricating anything. The chief, by the way, who's black, said he just stands behind the police department. He said they're doing heroic work, and I'm honored to be part of it. We're trying to disperse the crowd. We've been patient. They've become aggressive. They throw bottles at the officers. So we got to restore order. And by the way, when he did his interviews, which were very few, he said, I got to finish this interview with you. I got to get back to the work. We've got to get some order in the city. So it's very sad to see what's happening in a gentle city, I would call it. Charlotte's a beautiful place with some wonderful people. I've spent some time there, and it's really sad to see yet another city turned upside down. And we cannot ignore what perceptions are, what the reality is, what's triggering what's going on in so many cases, and there has to be more of an outreach. But I've mentioned this before. I certainly know there was one in Dallas, and I know that there are other cities that have been doing what they can for years. So we can't say that this is something that hasn't been thought about. It's not a new idea, but it's one that really has, we got to pump the volume up on it. The polls. We're talking about them next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Bukes recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. You know, it's such a wide open question, and it's the conversation should be about the solutions. What are the solutions to figuring this out in some of these communities? I mean, look, you have some agitators. There's no question about that. The police are saying that other people who are protesting and who are peaceful protesters get mixed up into this junk because some idiots decide that they're going to go and they're going to throw bricks and rocks and they're going to teach the cops. And that's just ridiculous because that's doing nothing but destroying whatever trust and feelings there are there. And then the police have to do their job. They have to restore order. I mean, the chief is right. They've got to restore order to what's happening there. Anybody who's doing it, anybody who's the so-called agitators, they're there for different reasons. They're not fooling anyone why they're there, honestly. Especially they're chucking bricks. Come on, give me a break. And unfortunately, it's the innocents that get caught up in the middle of that. And it's terrible to see this again and yet, as I said before, and yet another terrific city in this country. That why can't there be other forms of protesting? But clearly, as the chief said, hey, let justice take its course. But listen, he's been in the game a long time. There's no cover-up. There's nothing that they're hiding. There's nothing they're hiding from the public, because this was what you would call a by-the-book situation. And so what does that mean, by the book? What it means is that what your procedure, the police procedure you're supposed to follow was absolutely followed. It was absolutely followed. So what would they have done differently when they're faced with an armed man? What are you going to do differently there? I get the horrific situations where clearly there's a problem, where clearly someone you can tell is unarmed and there's not even a reach for anything really. And we've seen some of that certainly has happened. And you could shake your head and say, I can't believe it. And what's the reaction to that? And listen, I've talked to a lot of cops and they say, if a cop is deep down racist, they need to get the hell out of the police department. That if they're going to have jobs where they're in an inner city area, then they have no business being there. I mean, these are police officers I've talked to telling me that. But then telling me that it's unbelievable what so many have done to try to fix this situation, to try to do better, to try to figure it out. I mean, we're talking about black, Hispanic, and white officers, too, by the way, people that I know, people that I've covered and have relationships in my life in the places that I've lived. And sadly, they're heartbroken by all of this chaos and the hardcore feelings that are out there that keep getting stirred up by, as I said, the people who have no business being in the middle of it, who are just there for the show and are trying to cause problems. And then what do? Then it's too late because things spiral out of control, as they did and have been doing in Charlotte. And, you know, you got a governor, a mayor, a police chief that want to make sure the people in the city are safe and have to try to maneuver around the situation. That's why the governor declared a state of emergency over the protests. You know, and it's awful. So you have this situation in Charlotte. And then in Tulsa, you have the situation in Tulsa, the shooting there. And so many people have seen the video of that shooting. 5 days ago, a female officer, Officer Betty Shelby, fatally shot Terrence Crutcher, a 40-year-old unarmed black man, after his car was found abandoned in the middle of the road. So the Tulsa police actually released video and audio recordings of the shooting. Since that happened 5 days ago, attorneys for the Crutcher family and Shelby have laid out conflicting stories about what went down on the night of September 16th. Hands up or refusing the commands. That's one of the things that's being talked about. The window on the driver's side, was it open or closed? That's one of the things that's being questioned, because she supposedly fired at Crutcher, and the reason why was due to the fact that he started reaching into his car. So if the window was up, then that would not be possible. And armed versus unarmed. The Tulsa police chief said a few days ago that no gun was found in his SUV. But for the police officer, the potential threat of a weapon was the factor behind why she fired her weapon. And then we go back to character references. There was footage from a police helicopter which was circling in the sky above the car, and you can hear the pilot describing Crutcher as a bad dude. Shelby's husband is, by the way, also a police officer, was in the helicopter during the shooting, but he wasn't the person who said bad dude. Does that impact the case or not? What will happen is it will be a case of, did they prejudge him or not? that will be part of what happens in anything in court. And believe me, this shooting is one that will go the distance. And it'll just, whatever happened on the 16th, will all be put together as it unravels. And it's being investigated by the Justice Department. In Charlotte, it's more open and shut. And the Justice Department could still investigate. Of course, they absolutely could still investigate. And the sad part of this is you've got one person shot during the protest, and you have police in riot gear basically standing there like a wall. The person is not in good shape. The person is in critical condition. You have the mayor telling everyone, just go home. And any violence toward people or police officers or destruction of property, I mean, they can't tolerate that. So the police fired tear gas right before 11 o'clock Eastern time into the crowd. So you had turned over trash cans, you had fires, you had a few windows in a one store anywhere that were broken, and it just wasn't a good place to be. While they figure it all out. And the officer? The officer is a guy who played football, majored in criminal justice. By the way, the officer is a black man, and they say that, you know, this is a guy who has great morals and that he wouldn't gun down an innocent man. But this is what happens in a police department. This is by the book. He's on paid administrative leave. That's what they do, because in any one of these shooting situations, they would investigate. That's normal. That's normal to do that. But see, this comes on the heels of the other shooting that I described, the Crutcher shooting, which was a fatal shooting in Tulsa. And the discrepancies over, was he armed? Was the window open? What's going on? I mean, even the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is saying, look, the country's racial tensions are up after the latest police shootings, because she's seeing it. And she's the top cop, so to speak. And you see those pictures and you're like, wow, this is incredibly out of control. When it turns violent, it undermines justice. When it turns violent and erupts in that direction, what do you expect the police to do? Stay with us. More to come. We jump the fence together.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
And Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Increase to Mylan for the last 2 years was approximately 8% per year, or 16.6% cumulatively during this period.
That's the voice of Heather Bresch. That would be Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin's daughter. EpiPen. Sound familiar? That was part of some testimony today on the Hill. And, I mean, you know, Mylan, she's the Mylan CEO, and of course she was blasted every which way but loose, and, you know, the price hikes were outrageous for the EpiPen. It has been the butt of comedians' jokes, the horror of parents and people who rely on the EpiPen. I have a friend who has terrible allergies, reactions to, like, strawberries, and it would be a killer for her. She has an EpiPen. So the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform called Bresch to testify in the wake of all this outrage over the EpiPen. The list price went to $600 for a pair compared to $100 in 2007. Here are some of the adjectives. You ready for this? She sat there steely-eyed, almost apologetic, a little in her face, while she was smashed with these kinds of adjectives: sickening, disgusting, blatant disrespect for American families. Because here's what's happening. They can't afford this life-saving deal. Yeah, the pen's a lifesaver. I've got a niece, Olivia Lorenz, who is allergic to peanuts. My friend Annie, allergic to strawberries. No EpiPen around. It could be disastrous. It is a lifesaver. In schools, especially, they talk about this. So, the growing profits ballooning, exploding all over the place, including her salary. Her annual salary, you ready for this? Bum, it's good to be queen. Increased from $2.5 million, that's respectable, $2.5 million to $18 million. Listen, I'm a capitalist, and I'm all for people making what they can get, but not at the cost of ripping pens that are lifesavers out of little children's hands. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who I rarely would agree with anything he says, he said Mylan jacked up the price of the product to get filthy rich at the expense of our constituents. And guess what? Congressman, I agree. Of course they did. Who knows what Bresch wanted to do? Maybe she needed to have a third house. I'm not sure. Now, she defended the price hikes. She had to. Does this wash with you? Why would you jack up that pen that much? Even if you say, okay, inflation has to go up a little bit. Why would it go up that much? She said that after rebates, marketing costs, right, and other expenses, they earn about $100 for a pair of EpiPens. She said that the company now, and see, this was the excuse, they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. So she also said that the company plans a half-price version of it. What, one that half works? That will give them free to many schools. What is it, eeny, meeny, miny, mo system, like kind of like the charter school system? Oh, you didn't get it, I'm sorry. Oh, you didn't get the free EpiPens? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you have a peanut allergy and you're going to die on the ground trying to get treatment. Ridiculous. You know, the generic medications combined, she says, have saved the healthcare system $180 billion in costs over a decade. And she said, our concern was absolutely that anyone who needs an EpiPen has one, but they better have the money. You got to leverage your house. I mean, and just so you know, what is an EpiPen? It's this injector, and it has a dose of generic medicine that through a quick jab in the thigh, it takes out the severity of an allergic reaction, right? And it's, again, vital. I've seen it in use. I've seen somebody use it when they were served something that could have killed them. So this is not a good thing. Not a good thing. And so what are they going to do? Mylan made more bucks on the EpiPen than warranted from the state Medicaid programs by having it classified as a generic product, so it resulted in smaller rebates to the government health plan. So see, again, get on the government health plan, you get hijacked there. It's insane. We're not buying what you're selling, Heather, and I know the show airs in your area. And listen, again, I will say this, I'm for capitalism, but not capitalism of the corrupt, crappy kind that sacrifices lives, because I'm not buying it. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Okay, I got a couple for you here real quick. Why is a tire considered to be male?
Why is a tire considered to be male? I don't know why.
Because it goes bald early and it's always overinflated.
That's good. I could have.
Now I got one.
That.
Now I got
great.
Another one for you. Here we go. Why is a woman like a copier?
Ooh, why?
Because once you turn her off, it's hard to warm her back up. Okay, now
that's good.
Now George Soros is behind all the agitation that's going on with the Black Lives Matter crew and their little crummy bunch of scum. This is just absolute illegal acts by people that are pulling off rip-offs. They've ripped off a Walmart. They ripped off a Walmart suppliers. It's just the same thing they did in Ferguson, the destroying property, destroying lives. And these people should be shot. I don't care if they're black, white, pink, or green. Should be shot on the spot and put an end to this once and for all. Death to anybody that goes out there and starts a riot. You start threatening cops, try to shoot cops, try to hit cops with bricks. Baby, your life is on the line. Shoot to kill. That ends a riot real damn quick. You drop 3 or 4 people. Okay, now on the EpiPen, go ahead, baby. You play your little game, but you're going to sow what you reap. It's going to come back to bite you. And Mr. Manchin, you can kiss your know-what goodbye. You won't be senator after the next election because there's a whole lot of people going to throw your butt out of office. Now, that's about all from me, Kate, and I wish you a good night.
I love it, the tires especially. Bald and overinflated. Thumbs up for that one, Dano. I mean, really, both of them were rather funny, I have to say that. Craziness. All right, so the state of emergency is going on in Charlotte. You heard that. I, again, the police officer himself, the way that all the evidence is laid out, and we'll see, and they're going by the book, doing what you're supposed to do. But how sad for him, shaken up, not wanting to kill anyone, regardless of what was going on, but doing his job. And we're definitely in the crisis here in this country. We are. We're in a crisis. We can't decide. People won't stand, or they kneel, or they put up their fists during the Star-Spangled Banner at our pastime, which is football, right? Even on 9/11, when, let's just take a pass on 9/11 for everything that happened there. But I say, listen, if somebody wants to do that, initially, especially when Kaepernick did it to draw attention in a preseason game, but then this becomes fuel for the nefarious peeps. Meaning, yeah, I'm on that bandwagon, and no, the looters, the scumbags, the thieves, the bad character people, the people who are committing the crimes, right? Giving them the pass to say, oh, look what happened. I'm going to take this protest that was a peaceful, nice protest. There were conversations. I have friends that live in Charlotte. There were white, black, Indian, Asian, you name it, the melting pot in the street, talking, having conversation, can you imagine? And then someone starts throwing bricks. And then someone gets shot during the protest. So these are the kinds of actions that are not pushing forward, accelerating the conversation that needs to happen. If a city, and listen, if people are unfairly being targeted, and if that's happening, and it is in some cases, absolutely, then there needs to be something done about that. But what do you do about it? Because you're cherry-picking incidents. So the communities have to come together. And you think the cops, I can't imagine being a police officer and I get the call, get in your riot gear, stand as part of a wall, against what's going on downtown. And so it ends up with a person in critical condition on life support. That's what happens. And how did this person get shot, by the way? Not by the cops. Shot by another civilian. Right? One police officer's injured. They have to be taken to the hospital because they've got an injury that's severe enough that they have to go to the hospital. It's a nightmare. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, coming up, many of you reacted to not just Charlotte, but some other things that are happening around this country, and a little bit about the election on the campaign trail. I said I was going to talk about polls. I'll mention that, too. So polls and your mail coming up next here on America Tonight.
like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I don't like to stand in line for a ride that's 37 seconds long. I don't have a coupon. I don't save enough for me to get out of here.
This hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Any thoughts on the show? Flip them to me. You thought I was going to say something else. Come on. Flip them to me, americatonight.net. All right, I'm going to ram these numbers down your throats. No, just kidding. I'm going to tell you the latest polls. Polls. In the Fox News poll, Trump leads in the battleground states of Nevada, North Carolina, and Ohio. Ohio being a very key state. And again, this is the Fox poll because it's a little different in a few of the others. They're very close. Let's put it that way. Nobody is pulling ahead, blowing anyone out. Trump in Nevada, 43. Clinton, 40. That's what that is. North Carolina, Trump 45, Clinton 40, Ohio, Trump 42%, Clinton 37%. That's the Fox poll. Now, if you go to the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, shocker, different numbers. This poll says that Clinton has a 6-point lead going into the first debate, a 6-point lead. So in the survey that was taken that just a few days ago and released on Wednesday, Clinton, 43% winning. Trump, 37%. They threw in the other nominees. Did you know there were two other people running for president? Come on, I've talked about it. Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson, 9%. Green Party candidate Jill Stein, 3%. So I think it is a foot race, at least now. At least that's how it is now, unless something dramatically changes. On that note, many of you reacted to what's going on with the campaigns and to what's happening in Charlotte. Let's turn to the mailbag. And as we turn to the mailbag, here's what we see. This one is from John in Florida, who says, Kate, I think it's so awful what's going on in North Carolina. Boy, you can't even protest without having bricks thrown at you, shots being fired in the crowd, and I hope I'm not exaggerating. But this isn't the Charlotte that I grew up in. This is sad to see these violent protests. And it's sad for the people who truly want to be able to let their voices be heard in unity and then have them stomped out because of a few bad apples. Well, yeah, you nailed it. That's what I said. It's the agitators who don't really care. They're not there for that. And how are you pulling them out in a bigger crowd? How are you finding them? You might find a few of them, somebody shoving a brick, throwing a brick, doing whatever. But they know they have the anonymity. They can get away with it and perhaps get away with it completely. So you had people in the street, and you had people holding up signs and justice for black lives and stop killing us and all of that. And it was fine until you turned bad. And that's the troubling thing. And we have this one from Mary who says, Charlotte, what has happened in Charlotte, North Carolina? So unnecessary, Kate. I have to tell you, as a black woman, I get it. I am in fear for my two sons who are highly educated, very polite, regular, decent, good human beings. I've done my best. But yet I know that something unjustified could happen to them, and especially as there are more people stirring the pot. What do you think the answer is? I think the answer is just conversation. I mean, it's got to be conversation. Get the agitators out, lock them up, whatever, pull them out of crowds, but that's only a temporary Band-Aid anyway. It has to be about bigger bonds between the cops and the local communities and then weeding out the bad guys. I mean, that is the answer, because I just don't see another answer for that. This one is from Tom. Kate, watching what's happening in Charlotte, I'm glad I no longer live there. I really enjoyed my time there. But seeing the protests and seeing what I saw, a wall of police officers in riot gear, I am just so shocked by it. Now, I wonder why the governor declared a state of emergency, because you had one person who was shot by somebody in the crowd and on life support. Well, I said that, yeah. So you have somebody who's shot by somebody else in the crowd, and it's, you know, once you're on life support, it's, imagine contacting that person's parents. And the Charlotte police chief is saying there's absolutely no doubt that Keith Scott, who was shot and killed, was armed. So, of course, this is people saying that they can't believe this has happened in Charlotte. They can't believe that people are setting fire to trash cans and terrible things are happening, that there's violence in the street, and this is over the reaction to the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. He was killed on Tuesday after they said he had a gun and wouldn't drop it. So now you've got hundreds of protesters that were squaring off with the Charlotte police. But there are plenty of other police that can be called in this situation. So they've got four representatives that are headed to Charlotte in the morning to help with what they're calling strategic community policing. Strategic community policing. So this has exploded in a whole different area. How about this one from Big Al? Kate, I know that you occasionally watch some tube. Did you happen to see what happened with the Emmys? That the O.J. Simpson story, The People versus O.J., got huge accolades, and several actors won awards, won Emmys, like Courtney B. Vance. He portrayed Johnny Cochran. Like Sarah Paulson, she portrayed Marsha. Yeah, I remember the one episode. Marsha Clark. Of course, the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson story. And I happened to see that series, and I thought it was told rather well. I thought it was really well done. Just laying out as things were happening. And Cuba Gooding Jr. was O.J. Simpson. And so that was a very, very big movie. And I mean, television series. And a lot of people watched it. And that's probably why captivating everybody's attention, why it won so many Emmys. All right, here's one from Jonathan, who says, Kate, did you happen to see that in Chicago they're adding 1,000 cops? They're going to hire 1,000 cops in the next 2 years to take care of the violence in their city? That there have been 500 murders this year? What do you think of that? Again, I think it's terrible. 500 murders. When we still have more months left, that is sad. There is a lot of terrible violence in the city of Chicago. So what are they going to do? Put more boys in blue out there because they have to add. They cut back on the police department. Now they have to add people back in because when you have a subtraction, now you have to have an addition because of how ridiculous and outrageous the situation has become. For sure. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. We've been talking a lot about immigration on the campaign trail. And somebody asked me the dollars and cents. How much does it cost to take care of these immigrants? Because that's the number that comes up. They say as much as $296 billion more in benefits than they pay in taxes. This is a study by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. And it was reported in the Washington Times. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.